Thank you, and thank you for your patience. Next item, please, Carla.
Item 1013, amend marijuana regulatory license procedure and requirements business regulations.
Colleagues, this is a second reading, but Commissioner Udaly would like to introduce three amendments. Commissioner Udaly.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. You had raised a concern last week about one of the amendments pertaining to established businesses being exempted from the 1,000-foot rule if a new school is opened. So the concern was that our language was more restrictive than the state, so this amendment just serves to align our language with the state language. Amendment number one, change subsection 14B.130.040E, number 4B, from the ownership of the business changes by 50% or more, requiring a new application, to a new application is required. Amendment 2, add the language and received final inspection approval to the end of subsection 14B.130.050A.6. And amendment number 3, add the language if ownership of the licensed entity changes by 51% or more, a new application is required to the end of subsection 14B.130.050A.9.
Second for the purpose of discussion.
Thank you.
And Commissioner Udaly moves. Commissioner Fritz seconds all three of the amendments.
Yes.
For discussion purposes. Is there any public testimony?
May I, Commissioner Fritz? Discuss.
Yeah, please.
So I'm a bit confused because Amendment 1 says that if a new application is required, then they would not be grandfathered in. Is that correct? Am I reading this properly?
Maybe Brandon, please come up to answer Commissioner's questions.
Hello. For the record, I'm Brandon Goldner, Program Coordinator for the City of Portland's Cannabis Program. Yes, Commissioner Fritz, you're correct. So the discussion from last week was about that requirement. If the ownership changed by a certain percentage, you would no longer be eligible for the grandfathering. Some of the discussion last week was a concern that that language was maybe too specific or restrictive, and there was a suggestion that perhaps changing that to simply say if a new application is required, that you would not be eligible for that grandfathering, so that if our requirements for needing a new application were to change, that this rule would kind of change along with it. Again, that's the same way the state is approaching this issue, and so that's why we changed the language and clarified when you do need a new application.
Well, that makes sense to me, but it doesn't make sense because Amendment 3 then goes back to saying if it changes by 51% or more, a new application is required.
That is correct.
Which doesn't get past our direction that if it's just changing from, you know, the example that was given was an 80% to one owner, a 20% that they shift when the 80% wants to retire. Under this Amendment 3, they would have to apply again, and then they wouldn't get grandfathered.
Yeah, that is true.
So that doesn't respond to the concern that we have.
And I apologize. My understanding of the discussion last week was that there was a suggestion that to simply say if a new application is required, that would be added to the language for the retailers. And then we could define when is it that you would need a new application. If we want to make changes to that, I'm certainly open. So I apologize if I didn't reflect the intent of the discussion last week.
Commissioner Udaly, can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
So first of all, I am especially grateful for the work that you and your bureau and your team have done to bring this forward. And I thought the hearing last week was very interesting. And this question about tracking state law while also making it clear that we're not the final decider and then figuring out change of ownership, I thought that was spot on. Because we're now talking about very specific fix, which I think for which there's support, would you consider just passing what's before us on a second reading and just taking a week to get Council support on the amendments and just bringing it forward as a separate package?
I suppose. I have to say I do share Commissioner Fritz's confusion about why the 51% language is still in here when the goal was to simply align our language with the state language and not unnecessarily trigger a reapplication process.
Yeah, and to be clear, the intent with this was to say, rather than calling out that if your ownership changes by 51% or more, that would be tied directly to the part about the grandfathering, to simply make it a little more broad and say, if you do require a new application, you wouldn't be eligible, and then to define it elsewhere. And so, again, I apologize if that didn't reflect the intent of the discussion.
Well, I'd be happy to have some conversation about it. I think Commissioner Fish's suggestion is good, although I think we could just continue it for another week. Because Amendment 2 is what we were asking for, and thanks for that. And that's the main thing in this application, right? I mean, it's the most important thing is that, similar to retail owners not having to wait for final inspection, that certain of the processors would not have to wait for it either. But they would get it after being compliant the following year.
And just to be clear, as it stands now at the state level, if your ownership does change by 51% or more, you will not be eligible at the state level to get this grandfathering either. So just, again, to make that point clear.
If we did continue this a week and Commissioner Udaly brought these amendments and we slapped on an emergency clause, it would actually kick in quicker than if we passed it today and brought it back as amendments. So while we would lose Commissioner Saltzman, I think we do have the support to move this.
That's a good suggestion.
Sure. And I apologize for the confusion. This was handed to me this morning, and I thought we had clarity on it, so...
Very good. So I think that's a good resolution, Commissioner Fish, and let's go ahead then and continue this to next week. We have room on the agenda for next week. I'm seeing a head nod yes. So that item number 1013 to amend the marijuana regulatory license procedure is continued to next week. Next item, please.